power of the Spirit. The Word of God calls this salvation, being saved. This is ever bit as much a salvation and a deliverance by God as it was on this side when you and I were unbelievers coming out of the penalty of sin. We wanted to recover. We wanted to be saved. We wanted to be delivered from the power of sin into relationship with God. And it's so throughout all of the Bible, this model. There's only one way that this can be done, to be delivered by God, for God to do the deliverance, and that's by our faith. And this is what we're seeing now, is the same thing over here. It is by our faith, our trust in God, and He pulls us out of this. He delivers, He recovers, He saves us. He does it. Now, there are things that happen over here that cause the unbeliever to go from sin to faith. Generally speaking, the word is repentance. There are things over here for the believer that cause the believer to go from sin to faith. There is the acknowledgement of sin. Okay, I have sin in my life. That leads to a repentance of it, and I change my mind with regret about it, and then that repentance leads us to faith. Sometimes, as we've noted, there are other words in here. Sometimes there's a sorrow that the Holy Spirit has to do, like with Galatians. Only one time. We don't make a big deal out of it. But there is a case in the Word of God where the Holy Spirit had to bring the Corinthians to a sorrow because of this. They weren't even sorry of all they're doing. All of their rattling around at night, nothing. Yeah, big deal. And so in one case, that's recorded. But some people grab that, and they go make a big deal out of how we're supposed to feel sorry all the time. No. And you got acknowledgement of sins. One time in the New Testament. Because there was a group of believers John was dealing with who just flat denied their sin. Just flat denied it. I don't sin. And so we don't want to make a big deal out of confession. Big deal out of feeling sorry. If that has to be done, Holy Spirit will do it. Then we come to the repentance stage. That's where we change our mind about our alienation from God. And the repentance tells me where I want to move from, and faith tells me where I want to move to. You go back into that faith, and people, it's that faith, God can have God. And it's that simple. Our faith, His work. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that we are in a battle. We are in a spiritual warfare. It has been going on since the first universe. And Satan led angels against you. He persuaded them to rebel against you. He persuaded them that they could act independently of you. He persuaded them that they could do. And the conflict began. The battle was fought in the first universe, Heavenly Father. We know this through the reading of the Word of God. And we know that your hero was victorious and Satan was defeated. And now, Heavenly Father, we find ourselves in the second stage, the second universe. And in this universe, Heavenly Father, we become the area of debate between God and Satan, between you and Satan. Give us, Heavenly Father, through our faith, the illumination of Scripture, that we can see our part, that we can see how vital our lives are, how vital our marriage is, how vital our single life,